neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
What is Bikurim? Right. Bikurim is... So now, is the question that is asked, the first word after Torah Moshe starts with... Bereshit. Hazaka Baruch. So Bereshit means Bishvil Rashit. So Bishvil Rashit means... Rashit means Bikurim. So Midrash explains that Ribbono Shel Olam created the whole Olam just because of Bikurim. Make sense? No, no. Bishvil Rashit. Rashit. Yeah. We have two Rashit. First one is Bikurim, and the other one is?
Firstborns.
Hazar Baruch. Am Yisrael. Am Yisrael is Rashit. Yeah. So we have Bikurim, that's called Rashit, because we bring the first. And then Am Yisrael, it's called Rashit. So now, if the whole world was created because of Bikurim, why we have to wait till Sefer Devarim to be informed about Mitzvah Bikurim? Do you understand the question?
It's repeated in...
No, it's not repeated. I mean, it's mentioned in Parashat Mishpatim. No, just a pasuk we have there. But the whole Mitzvah is mentioned in Tikitavo. Chazak Baruch. Chazak Baruch. Very nice, very nice.
Another good question.
I want to ask you a question. So, how about?
What's the answer?
One morning.
No, don't have time, that's it.
After.
Yeah.
Maybe this mitzvah came at this time because they were almost entering to Bereshit.
Yes, but there are many things that is commanded that has nothing to do with...
There is in the code over there, is obviously saying.
Where? Bereshit? Yes, of course. But if it's the most important thing that Hashem created the whole Olam, so right away Hashem tells us. So now, there's a very beautiful message it is, and that is, see, sometimes when something goes wrong right away, you can fix it right away, right? Now, you know, say, okay, right away you fix it, right? So let's say, if you have a little dent in the car, so fix it. But Chas v'Shalom, if it's smashed, so forget it, you know, it's not worth it, right? Yes, say yes.
Yeah,
yeah, I told you. So now, here, Tazan Shri is teaching us, even though that you get to the end, and he said, forget it, I'm tired, you know, it's not working. Even at that moment that is to the end, you have to bring Bikurim. That means even to the end, Chas v'Shalom should not say, it's not going to work. And that's what they asked. The first thing that Ribbono Shel Olam created in the Olam, what was it? The first thing that he created in his creation, what was it? Chazak Baruch. Bereshit bara Elokim et Hashamayim et Haaretz. It says Bereshit bara. That means the first thing that Ribbono Shel Olam created in the Olam was what? Bereshit, to start again. Bereshit is the first thing that Hashem created. That's what it says. Bereshit, comma, bara Elokim. That means Yehudi should know that no matter in what state it is, there is a
Bereshit again.
There is a
restart,
they call it. Restart. You know, sometimes your device, nothing. Then there's a button in the on the bottom, usually it's a red color. You press it, start. Isn't that something? You have one of those? No? I'll get you one. Is that a shame? You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Yeah. You know that? I look there. There's many devices that, like you say, you drop it.
It's
like a roll. Yeah.
Reset button.
Reset button. So this reset button was created 6,000 years ago, almost. It's called Bereshit.
So you get to the end, actually, you just starting from
exactly,
the
exactly. Sometimes, you know, you have one of these things that has a monitor, you know, what do we call it?
Computer.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it froze. frozen. So what do they tell you to do? Turn it off! You have to turn it off, turn it back on. Isn't that something? And that's how it is. That means Bikurim is teaching us that it's placed in the end of the Paratotanah of Shabbat. Because Rosh Hashanah is saying, of course, I could have placed it in the beginning. But many times, you say, yo, it's too late, it's not worth it, forget it. So no. Restart. Press the button. There's a story about Chafetz Chaim Zatzal. So there was a baker. He came to him, says, everybody comes, he says, this is, you know, not cooked, it's not, that doesn't taste good. You know, everybody comes and complains. This is old, this is from yesterday, this is that, this doesn't taste good. So Chafetz Chaim gave him a bracha. Then it was around World War II. So about some years later, he ran into the baker. So he asked him, how's the business? He says, shh, what do they say? He's Mashu. The business is, huh? No, they say, there's a term they use. The business is rolling. Yeah. So why? Because now they cannot find anything. It was a war. So they cannot find nothing. So they come and take it. I don't have time even. To supply for enough customers. So they say, actually, there was a time that people, they were looking for good bread. What does it mean? There was Sadiqim, Gaonim, Tanaim, Amoraim. So in Shamayim, they were looking for good, baked bread. But now, it's a war. It's a famine. Any type of bread they accept. What does it mean? That means our tefillah, our mitzvot, our learning Torah is much, much greater even than Moshe ben Alav Shalom. Why? Look, what's happening? It's a famine. So anything they accept. You know what it is? A Yehudi comes to say hold in the morning in Los Angeles.
Jeez.
Greater than Rabbi Meir Balanes.
Yes. Yeah.
In Los Angeles, somebody comes to Sevichon in the morning, somebody comes to Shi'ur before Mincha, you know what that is? Great down Rabbi Akiva. Somebody, even that comes late, it's okay. No, come Mincha, you know what that is? You know what that is? Laban Gamliel. So that's what exactly the whole concept of Bikurim is. Sometimes you say, oh no, you get it, you know, doesn't happen. But that's all the trapa, it's an alarm. Now, dry, nothing, famine, nothing. Every little Torah, every little mitzvot in Shamayim, ooh, you know what it is? Like the matter that we have to be so proud. For energetic, full of simcha. The Baruch Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zekah otanu. He gave us such a privilege to be able to have an opportunity to come to our tefillah, to learn Torah, keep kashrut. You know what that is? Keep Shabbat. And this is the last Shabbat of the year. And it's the day after creation. Chaf Hei Be'elul, Ribono Shel Olam created the Olam. And Rabbeinu Baruch Chaya brings a few suggestions that Hashem will mention it tomorrow morning. That the special things that Harav suggested to do on Chaf Hei Be'elul, it's a very, very special day. And we're going toward the birthday of Adam HaRishon, that is Yom HaRishon, Yom Rosh Hashanah. To be said Hashem.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomoni shomo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.